Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. We're glad that you're with us here. If you're on 95 or on the Turnpike, we hope you're driving carefully. Be safe. Get home safe. And if you're in the rain, be extra special careful. We're glad that you're with us. If you're a new listener, we're here every Monday night talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Tonight, I have a truly fascinating guest who was here a couple of years ago, and we had such a good time that we decided to ask him to come back. We're going to talk about something we rarely ever talk about, and I'll bet you don't think much about, but that's your feet and ankles. Unless they're bothering you, you probably aren't paying a lot of attention to them, but they can have a significant impact on the quality of your life. Dr. Bradley Lamb is here from the Paley Institute, and if you're not familiar with the Paley Institute, you're going to want to stick around to learn more about this amazing resource right here in our midst. More on Dr. Lamb in just a minute, but first, I want to take a minute to thank Dr. David Watson from Alzheimer's Research and Treatment Center for his appearance at Barrington Terrace along with us a week or so ago. I'm a firm believer that the first person cured of Alzheimer's and dementia will come from a clinical trial. And Dr. Watson is one of those unique personalities doing groundbreaking research. We're fortunate that we live in Palm Beach County, and we really are ground zero for research and development. There are other people like Dr. Watson that are also doing great work. Dr. Watson's a good friend of mine. He's been on the show many times. There are others. I wish you, if you have any questions about research and clinical trials, clinical research in Alzheimer's and dementia, you should reach out to Dr. Watson or to one of the other great companies in the area. Next, I'm on my way day after tomorrow to Williamsburg, Virginia, in my role as treasurer of the National Guardianship Association. I know, particularly here in this county, that guardianship gets a really, really bad rap. The press is merciless about guardianship. Trust me when I tell you that the guardianship community overall, both locally and nationally, is committed to doing great work for people who, but for those people in guardianship, would have a much tougher road to hoe. So I'm just putting out a good word for my friends, the guardians in this community and around the country. And if you want to learn more about that, the Florida State Guardianship Association annual conference is in Orlando on July 19th, and I'll be happy to give you more information if you have any questions about that. So, but now, the reason that you're listening is to hear my guest. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Bradley Lamb, who is the director of the Foot and Ankle Deformity Center. His specialties include foot and ankle surgery, deformity correction, ankle and toe joint preservation and replacement. He joined the Paley Institute in 2016. He completed his resident and fellowship training with Dr. Paley and served as head of foot and ankle surgery at the Rubin Institute in Baltimore for 12 years. He is nationally and internationally renowned for his expertise in foot and ankle deformities. Dr. Lamb has developed surgical procedures for lengthening of short metatarsals and toes. I don't know what Charcot disease is, but I'm going to ask. And then ankle and arthritis. He serves as an editor of the research section of the Journal of Foot and Ankle Surgery and has over 100 scientific publications. Dr. Lamb lectures nationally and internationally on advanced and innovative techniques in foot and ankle surgery. He's trained many fellows and residents, including residents from Harvard University, and he continues to advance the field of foot and ankle surgery with his innovative research efforts. Dr. Lamb, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
My pleasure. So, you know, the Paley Institute, in the spirit of full disclosure to my audience, I am actually a patient of Dr. Lamb's. So I have visited the Paley Institute on more than one occasion. It is seriously one of the most impressive places you will ever encounter here in Palm Beach County. It's at St. Mary's Medical Center here in Palm Beach, or I guess, yeah, West Palm Beach, I guess, is technically where it is. And it's amazing. So, but why don't we start since I don't know that everybody knows what the Paley Institute is and does, what is the Paley Institute and what do you do there?
Great. Well, we do orthopedic and all types of orthopedic work, and including spine, knees, hips, myself who does foot and ankle surgery. And so there's six partners, mainly pediatric orthopedic partners of mine, and also adult orthopedic doctors. So we kind of treat kids and adults. And the unique part about the Paley Orthopedic and Spine Institute is that we're so well known internationally and nationally, but not so well known in the area because of our doctors. So we have great doctors that have been around for a long time and published and are experts in their own field who have come together to create this Paley Institute, which was, of course, founded by Dr. Paley, who is world-renowned for his limb lengthening, deformity correction for kids and adults.
And so I didn't realize the focus on spine. I didn't really realize that, to be honest with you. I always thought it was mostly limb lengthening and foot, ankle, leg, but obviously I'm wrong. It extends far beyond that.
Yeah, so we do a lot of deformity correction of the upper extremity as well as the spine. And as mentioned, it's kids and adults with these conditions.
And Dr. Lamb, when I walked into the Paley Institute the first time, one of the things that's impressive is it's bright, it's cheery, it's very upbeat, everybody's got a smile on their face. And then there's that map. Well, there's all of your pictures, the six partners, but then there's that map of where everybody comes to. And when you say people come from all around the world, you're not kidding, are you?
No, we have a special map, as you mentioned, that puts little thumbtacks in the regions and areas that everybody comes from.
Yeah, and is most of, because you focus on an area of specialty, that is unique and different, are most of your patients from out of town, or are they local, or is it a fair mix?
It is a fair mix, but the reason why I've came on the show again is to get the word out there that locally here we have this very unique orthopedic group that do procedures, techniques, care that is far surpassing the ordinary everyday physicians.
So let's talk about that a little. Let's drill down a little. I'm not minimizing the everyday work of the average orthopedist, regardless of whether their specialty is foot and ankle, as yours, or spine, or whatever. But you really do some very complex cases, right? I mean, I guess you
yes.
do. You do. What everybody else does in your space, but you really, your area of focus and expertise is really in the extraordinarily unique cases?
Yeah, I would say that, say somebody's had a surgery or two and it's still not working well for them. Revision surgery is a lot of what we do at our facility, as well as complex problems, whereas you could have an initial surgery from an injury, but there's still some residual side effects of that original injury, and that's where we come in as well. A big part of what we do at our center is a lot of like I said, children as well who are born with certain conditions, or adults that are born with conditions that then later in life affect them. And that's when we come in with these specialty treatments that are not so well known or not as understood in the community. And because of our research, our experience with these complex problems, that we can handle these pretty much more easily.
So limb lengthening does sound, I think, to the uninitiated, kind of Frankensteinish, right? I mean,
yes.
It's like, what do you mean? You make my leg? I mean, isn't my leg just the length it's going to be? And I guess it doesn't have to be.
Right. So in children, they're born with short arms or short legs, and we deal with that quite regularly. And our center's very well known for that, where children can become equal leg length over the years with a few lengthenings or even shortenings of the opposite extremity, those type of things. But in the more adult space, there are people that are injured or, you know, heal from an injury and they have a or an infection, and now they have a deficiency in bone or a angular bone problem, and this needs to be straightened and lengthened and or the limb saved from infection, and we do those types of procedures.
Well, that's really interesting. I didn't know that either. I'm learning, and I thought I knew a whole lot about what you do. But infection causing significant bone damage is another area of specialty?
Yes, so there's either a tumor or infection of bone. In my particular area, there's a lot of patients who have diabetes that leads to Charcot, which is where you can get these bad right. infections, both of the skin with the ulcers and so forth, but then it can lead to bone infection. And then these are patients that require specialty treatment with kind of limb preservation, limb lengthening techniques to preserve the limb.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I didn't know that's what Charcot was, but diabetes is epidemic. There's no doubt, right? I mean, a lot of us, not myself, fortunately, but a lot of us either do or know people who are, do have diabetes. And you often hear about limb issues, particularly feet, with diabetes. So you can actually save somebody's potential amputation?
Yeah, so that's a lot of foot and ankle doctors are very well versed at this with ulcer care and, you know, the proper shoe gear and preventative medicine for these patients and also treatment of these wounds and so forth. But it gets to a certain point where the wounds can get chronic and not healing. The wounds can get deeper into the bone and get bone infections. And then that's when my services are typically needed, where we do these reconstructive procedures so they can get rid of the wounds, heal the bone infection, and still preserve their limb and prevent them from an amputation.
So without getting too graphic and medical, do you use cadaver bone? Do you use bone from other parts of the body? How difficult to proceed? Because I think this is fascinating. It's not particularly for the diabetic population, many of whom are listening to the show tonight, you know, probably are unaware of the potential of another option for them besides the potential for amputation. So,
yeah, so we offer that for sure. And most practitioners try to, again, do everything possible with healing of wounds and wound care.
Wound care,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But the wound's there for a reason, and sometimes that's because of the deformity of the foot or ankle or the loss of an arch or the malposition of an ankle, which creates rubbing on the shoe or that sort of thing. So correcting the underlying bony deformity a lot of times restores the alignment, which then allows the patient to heal the ulcer and save the limb from further problems.
So that's kind of what people wouldn't – that's the opposite of what people would think. You think you'd have to cure the wound first and then worry about the bone. But you're saying fix the bone and you can cure the wound.
Ulcer, yes.
Wow, that's –
So sometimes that's something that has to be looked at closely to see if someone who has had a chronic wound would be a candidate for more of a realignment reconstructive procedure. Not that we want to do surgeries on these individuals because they do have, you know, healing issues
right.
with
right.
their condition and so forth. But if there's a solution that makes sense, then a lot of times we do intervene to try to put them on the right path.
I find that really I find that fascinating. So while we're on the subject about bone lengthening, is that to cure congenital issues, or do bones lose length because of injury, or a little bit of both? I guess I don't understand why somebody, well, I mean, I understand some, but not all of the reasons
yeah.
that people come to you.
So bone lengthening, there's a lot of patients who have, say, previous surgery or previous accident where they lose bone, whether it's a leg or part of the foot bones, or had a surgery and the bones didn't heal well or got soft. And so sometimes restoring that normal length is important, whether it's a leg lengthening or, say, foot lengthening, toe lengthening type procedure. There's also a lot of, as I mentioned, children or young adults with congenital deformities where their growth plates just didn't grow quite to the same extent in one bone versus another bone. So there's discrepancy in toe lengths and so forth. So there's various strategies that we take, whether it's shortening of say a toe to equal another toe, or lengthening of a toe to make it normal, or as I mentioned, in kids sometimes we stunt the growth of the longer leg to kind of equal the leg length. So bone lengthening is a very specific orthopedic procedure. That's our one of our main specialties, that all our partners are very well versed in that technique, and it's something that is very unique in orthopedics, and there's only a few centers in the country that can handle that type of work, and we're the premier center in the country for that.
Well, I know you are in fact the premier center in the country. I don't know what it is that you just said, and we never talked about this before, so wounded veterans, or is that strictly VA? I know we have a big VA center here. Is there a connection between?
Yeah, so we have developed a relationship with the VA. The majority of patients do go through the VA and are in the system, so to speak. So coming outside of the system is not always an easy thing to accomplish for patients, and you know, with the coverage of insurance and everything like that as well. But we have worked with them, and there are a lot of great doctors in the VA system that do this similar type work.
And you mentioned insurance. We haven't talked about that. I don't want to put you on the spot. Medicare covers, for those who are of Medicare age, covers an awful lot of this. I assume Medicaid does if somebody qualifies for that, particularly
yes.
if they're a kid. Private insurance is cooperative for the most part
yes.
in the work that
yes.
you do.
Yes. But like anything, I think it's important that you know the patients and doctors have to you know, stand up for what they believe in and push ahead.
Well, I can speak from personal experience. You stood up for me.
Yes, I did.
You did, and I got what you wanted me to get. So it works. You know what you're doing. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Dr. Bradley Lamb. Dr. Lamb is the director of Foot and Ankle Deformity Center at the Paley Institute. The Paley Institute is at St. Mary's Hospital here in West Palm Beach. It is an unbelievable place. It is the kind of place that, should you need the kind of care that Dr. Lamb and his team can perform, you truly cannot go to a better place. And I know this from personal experience, and I can tell you that they are remarkable, both in personality and in treatment and in focus and in follow through. And I say that with 100% certainty. If you're just tuning in, of course, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is live every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We're here on 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We rebroadcast on Long Island, 103.9 FM on Wednesday nights. And again, we rebroadcast on Sunday mornings. Tonight, we're talking about foot and ankles. We talk about a lot of different subjects. Tonight's really, really important. Dr. Lamb is really, really knowledgeable. And I hope if you have any questions for him or for me, you will call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for the technical delays, but we did have a little bit of a problem, but we've resolved it. So we're back, and we have a caller. So let's hear from Travis. I know he's been waiting a long time. And Travis, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Travis McDowell. I had to fail back in 2004, and I've had three different surgeries on my ankle in Lexington, Kentucky. The last lady, Dr. Denor, used it. And I have lost muscle mass and everything in my calf of my leg, and my foot's drawn. Is there a procedure that I can get to reverse this darn thing?
Yeah, hi, Travis. It is definitely possible. I have done that procedure myself a few times, and it's a takedown of the ankle fusion. And what you do is you put a joint replacement or a metal joint in there to allow for motion. This is something that's very dependent on whether or not you have the muscles to move the ankle now that it's been stiff for a little while. So that would be something that we could look at together, and I'd be happy to help you.
So I'm going to give Travis, I'm going to give Dr. Lamb's contact information out in a few minutes. So get a pencil handy, and we will definitely give you the contact
I'll let my wife take down the information. I'm driving.
Okay.
But, I think you get in touch with me. I've still got muscle in my back of my calf. I mean, I've walked on it for years.
Right.
But it's just aggravating, and it hurts. And
Well, nobody wants anybody to be nobody wants anybody to be in pain, because it's impossible to diagnose somebody on the phone. So, but I'm sure if you go to see Dr. Lamb at the Paley Institute, you will not be disappointed, and he will give you the information about whether or not he can help you. So stay tuned. Tell your wife to listen carefully, and we will give his contact number out in just a little bit. How's that? Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're on the radio, right?
We are on the radio. All right. That's how you heard us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care,
right.
Travis.
Be well, Travis.
Okay.
Thank you. So anyway, I'm here, as some of you may know, with Dr. Lamb, Bradley Lamb, from the Paley Institute at St. Mary's Hospital. He is the director of foot and ankle deformity, and we've already talked a great deal about his credentials. So I wanted to ask you a question, Dr. Lamb, before we went to our little extended break. Human growth hormone, short kids, people who need to maybe accelerate their growth. One, is that possible? Two, does HGH work? And how much benefit can people expect in that environment?
Yeah, so it is something that's been used a lot and is beneficial. In general, the children have to be given the medication earlier in life to have an effect, because it's a cumulative effect,
right,
over time. So that's something that can be evaluated and looked at. But I particularly have been using growth hormone intra-articularly, meaning inside a joint. So like a shot of growth hormone into your joint to try to minimize the arthritis and grow new cartilage in the joint. And
wow.
So I've published some research on that in the ankle for ankle arthritis, and also in the big toe joint for arthritis in the big toe joint. So this is something that not only can help kids, but can help us adults.
Well, that's interesting. So that's kind of like the move towards stem cell? Are we using
yes.
it synonymously?
Yeah, very similar. The stem cell is a similar concept where you're, you know, trying to grow new tissue within an area, whether it's a bone or a joint. That's what stem cells are, basically immature cells that can be any cell it wants to be, as long as you put it in that particular environment. So the stem cells are being injected to try to stimulate growth and healing. Similarly, the human growth hormone is used in that same context.
In the same context. That's really interesting. So you mentioned arthritis. I don't want to jump around too much, but you mentioned arthritis is a really big issue in the feet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, catches up to you, and you get a lot of miles on the feet after those many years. And so definitely,
as you look straight at me, I'm just
So the arthritis of the ankle, arthritis of the big toe joint, some people have arthritis kind of on the top of the foot where they get bumps and lumps. So those are things that can be treated through simple shoe gear modifications, conservative things, to sometimes injections or small minor, you know, in and out type surgeries, or sometimes more serious like a total ankle joint replacement or something where arthritis is too significant. So
I want to come back to ankle replacements, because I don't think people think of ankles as being something, and people think of knee replacements regularly, hip replacements, but I don't think people think of ankle replacements. I know shoulders are getting more play lately too, but you're a big believer in foot gear, right?
I
mean, we were talking before the show about your favorite place, and now mine, but you believe that the shoes that we wear, it really plays an unbelievable, a bigger part than we give it credit for?
Right, right. So we can try to do surgery on your shoes first, right?
That's great.
And then if we can, you know, balance the foot, because a lot of things are small imbalances that can be handled by an orthotic, a shoe, gear change, even certain socks or supportive stockings kind of thing. And so we definitely try those means first. And then also, you know, when it comes to arthritis, if we can do some more minor, you know, kind of minimally invasive type work or injectables or things like that, we try to do that before we get into, you know, more of the serious replacement type stuff.
So I'm going to guess high heels and flip-flops are not on your list of appropriate footwear for most people, and yet that's what people wear, right?
Yeah, it's most people are sometimes surprised, because I'll say, hey, you need to, with your foot condition or your foot problem, you need to wear a little bit of a wedge, or you need to wear this type of shoe or that type of shoe. So I try to work with patients because I know it's, you know, it's what they're used to. It's their lifestyle or their work, and we have to accommodate for that, but also try to keep them comfortable.
So let's go back to ankle replacements, because we jumped off that for a second to go to the shoes. Ankle replacement? I mean, to me, that seems like a massively complex process.
Yeah, so it is a complex joint to replace in general. And so it's joint replacements have been done for quite some time in the ankle now, but it's much more, you know, the techniques, the equipment, the prostheses are much more well-engineered nowadays that we're getting, you know, 10-year survival rate in the 90 percentile. So wow. This is really good news because we're trying to catch up with the knee and the hip replacements, which are very much, you know, standard and very well known to last a good many years, 10, 20, 30 years or a lifetime. So we're getting there. And I think the newer generation, the third generation ankle replacements, which we have now are superior, not only in the quality of the instruments to allow me to implant them, but also with the quality of the material and more minimally invasive, meaning less bone resection, more kind of resurfacing the joint, which allows for the body to kind of accept it much better.
How does recovery on an ankle replacement compare to recovery on a knee replacement? Is it similar?
Yeah, so typically it's 4 to 6 weeks that you have to you know, stay off the foot. You can put some weight bearing on the ankle replacement, but it's minimal weight bearing for that 4 to 6 weeks, but then you're up and going, and we try to start physical therapy within that first 3-4 weeks to get things moving so that you can maintain the motion that you obtained in surgery.
So, but it gives you back your life if you were otherwise unable to function
without it. 2-3 months, I have patients that are, you know, cruising the mall or
really
working in the backyard and doing things like that. So it's definitely life-changing if you have that chronic kind of steady pain that just won't go away.
So I promised our caller we would tell people how to reach you. So how do people reach you?
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Bradley Lamb. I'm at the Paley Orthopedic and Spine Institute. I'm located on St. Mary's Medical Center campus there on 45th Street in West Palm Beach. And my phone number is 561-844-5255. Again, my phone number is 561-844-5255, and you can give us a call there if you have any issues that we're discussing.
That's terrific, and we'll give that again if you missed it. We talked a little bit before we go to the next break. We talked a little bit before about toes, right? Toe
yep.
lengthening and shortening. Again, I think people are not really fully appreciative of how impactful a problem with a toe can be. So if a toe is shorter or too long, it can really affect your balance in ways that we don't understand. Am I right?
Yeah, it can give you callus issues, balance issues, and, you know, most of all, you know, pain that you're, you know, every step you take, you're feeling it. So these are sometimes simple issues to solve, but sometimes they are require a more, you know, surgical procedure for correction. But, you know, one of the biggest toe problems are bunion problems or
right.
hammer toe problems.
Right. And we're going to talk about bunions. If you have bunions, you're going to want to stick around because I see a lot of you ladies in your flip-flops. You should see Dr. Lamb. Anyway, I'm not making light of the situation because it's really, really serious, and we are going to talk about it. If you're just tuning in, of course, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Here tonight with Dr. Bradley Lamb, who is the director of Foot and Ankle Deformity Center at the Paley Institute at St. Mary's Hospital here in West Palm Beach. As you can tell, he's obviously very knowledgeable. He does a lot of things that I don't think people understand can be done. You do not have to live in the discomfort and the pain that you are living with. There are, in fact, solutions, and this is a place that you want to go to. The Paley Institute is world-renowned, and we are fortunate to have them right in our backyard. If you have questions for Dr. Lamb or for me, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. I'm here tonight with Dr. Bradley Lamb. Dr. Lamb is a foot and ankle specialist at the Paley Institute, which is a resource you should learn more about, which is why we're doing the show. If you have questions for Dr. Lamb or for me, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. And we have a caller. Cindy is on the phone. And so, Cindy, welcome to Oh My God. How can we help you?
Well, I had a question for Dr. Lamb. My daughter, who is now a grown woman, she's 44 now, but as a child, we discovered that she had been born with shortened heel cords. And while she was growing up, back then, of course, this was back, you know, in the 70s, and they had recommended I not have her heel cords lengthened, although there was a surgical procedure that would have done that, because they said as she grew, there would be complications of that, and it would have to be, you know, redone, and that if she even had just the 90-degree angle, which she did just barely have, that I would be better to let her learn to live with it. And she did. And I'm just wondering, as an adult now, is that a surgery that would be, that there would make any sense in even having done, or would they not be able to do that unless they had done it when she was a child, or... what his opinion on that might be.
Yeah. Hi there. Good question. So I do think that this was likely the appropriate treatment at the time, because as you know, if you injure your Achilles tendon, it's a difficult recovery, and a lot of sports athletes don't recover from that type of injury. And so lengthening of that tendon is very critical. So there is a adult procedure for lengthening, and it involves lengthening the calf muscle, which is connected to the Achilles tendon. So there is a procedure which is you can walk right after the surgery. You're in a protective boot for about a month, but there is a procedure where you can maintain the strength of that muscle, but still allow it to be a little bit longer so you can get up above 90 degrees, which is essential for walking. Because if you think about it, when you take that first step, the back leg or back ankle has to bend up in order for you to take that step.
It's very difficult. I don't know how she functions. You know, even today, when she sleeps, her feet are straight down. That's the relaxed position of her feet. So even the 90-degree angle was she walked when she was a child on her tiptoes. That's how she learned to walk. So she began walking. She ran on her tiptoes. And as she had to come down off of her tiptoes due to her weight forcing the foot down, then she was running a high CPK blood count, and they went through all crazy, thinking she had muscular dystrophy, thinking she had dermatomyositis, a muscle biopsy, all of that, only to discover eventually that it was the shortened heel cords that were causing the problem. But again, she did manage to get through life without it, but of course there's still things she can't do. You know, she can't, climbing stairs is difficult.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that you need to, she's never been able to stoop down.
So Cindy, I think, you know, you've obviously raised an important question. And I think, while I'm not a shill for Dr. Lamb, he's nearby, so I would encourage you to go for a consultation, and I will give you his number and website information again in just a little bit if you didn't catch it the first time. And I want to thank you. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I'm glad that you're listening, and I'm glad that you took the time to call. So thank you
for having him on the program.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, Dr. Lamb, Cindy highlights an interesting subject, not specifically for what affected her daughter, which, you know, it's nothing I would understand. But it does point up to who actually should think about calling you. You know, I think that's really important, right? Because some people think they're stuck forever, right?
Yeah, so I think it's important point, because I see a lot of people in the office that have, you know, put things off. I mean, I know life is busy, but what happens is you start compensating and walking differently and then creating more problems, or you get mentally frustrated because now you can't do the activity, can't do the event that you want to do with your family member or friends or whatever. And so it kind of snowballs. And so it is important to, you know, if they say, you see something, say something. So if you're feeling something, please come in and have it evaluated. So, you know, it may be a little bit of coaching on such a small thing like a shoe gear thing or an activity, or maybe do a stretch, or maybe something more serious. So it's best to check.
And particularly if you were told something 20 or 30 years ago, advances may have been monumental since that period of time. And so there may be, again, I'm not acting as a shill for you, but there's been so much advance.
Yeah, even the textbooks that I've written chapters in that are 4, 5, 10 years old are way out of date. So by the time the book is published, you know, usually there's new techniques that have developed or advances in medicine. So yeah, it's definitely worth it to come get checked, even if you were told one thing or another.
And I was going to come to this later, but Cindy brought it up. So on the call, so Achilles problems and tendonitis, they're serious. I mean,
yeah. So as Cindy pointed out, the calf muscle or Achilles tendon, it's a structure that's connected the calf muscle to the Achilles tendon and attaches to the heel bone. It's the largest muscle below the knee and has the most influence on your foot and ankle. So if there's something wrong with that, it's definitely affecting not only your foot and ankle, but also your whole gait. So it's very important.
And tendonitis does not have to be repaired exclusively by surgery. There are I assume, other solutions until it gets too far gone, I guess.
Yeah, usually tendonitis just means that the tendon is overworking. So some reason your mechanics are creating that problem. And so typically there's the inflammatory phase where you got to rest it, calm it down, and then at the next stage is really strengthening it so that way it doesn't become swollen and tendonitis again. So we can take care of both of those issues at our center because we also have a very good physical therapy program that's at our facility.
Are Achilles problems always kind of sports related or action related, or
it can be from other conditions where it's just a chronic thing that it's kind of gotten tighter over the years. As we age, our muscles do get tighter, and we're not as flexible as we once were. So that tightness of the muscle and lack of stretchiness is something that it advances with age. Yeah.
And speaking of sports injuries, I'm going to guess you get a whole bunch of them at the Paley Institute.
Yeah, we definitely do. We even see some professional athletes at our center because of our notoriety. And so we tend to do what is specifically needed for that patient, not kind of put them in some recipe of this is what we're going to do next, but what is the specific problem, what's the diagnosis. Once we identify that, figure out what's the best treatment for them or best treatment options.
And I talked earlier about the fact that you do some very complex cases. I didn't want to give the impression that all you do is complex cases, so I think that's important. And you also deal with every age group, right? I mean,
yes.
From infants to, well, maybe not infants, but young kids all the way on up to fairly senior people, correct?
Yeah, so there's all sorts of a variety of foot and ankle problems that occur, and club feet, Charcot-Marie tooth, the diabetic foot, the fractures, sprains, breaks, flat foot, high arch feet, all the tendonitis issues, and much, much more. So it's something that, of course, I'm specialized in the specific things I do, but I also treat all foot and ankle disorders, and including the everyday things as well.
So for people who tune in late, how do they reach you?
Yes, I'm Dr. Bradley Lamb. I'm at the Paley Orthopedic and Spine Institute. It's at St. Mary's Medical Center on 45th Street in West Palm Beach. And my phone number there is 561-844-5255. Again, it's 561-844-5255.
So, again, in the spirit of full disclosure, I actually, since I met Dr. Lamb last time when he was on in 2016, I just recently went to him for a foot and ankle problem, so I can speak with authority about the quality of care and the attention and the service that you get when you go to the Paley Institute. It's really kind of an oasis on a hospital campus that is really hard for me to describe on the radio, but it's really quite an amazing facility. So I encourage you, if you think you have problems, to go there. If you've tuned in late, of course, tonight we've been talking about foot and ankle, and oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. If you missed the beginning of the show and our little musical interlude, if you missed the beginning of the show and are sorry that you did and wish you hadn't, the good news is that we podcast, so you can listen again. You just have to search OMG, I'm getting, and up we will pop. We'll be up tomorrow around 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, and I understand that, not all of my audience is, I also put the show up on our website, Palm Beach. comfortcare.com, Palm Beach, one word, .comfortcare, comfortcare.com. I know spell check wants to put a T in there. Don't do that. That's not who we are. comfortcare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio but you want to listen to us more often, the good news is you can, because I know you have a smartphone and there is an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. And all you have to do is set a reminder every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Tune in to WSVU, which are our call numbers. Of course, we also simulcast on the web across the state, across the area, across the state, across the nation, across the world, www.trueoldiesfla.com, trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, I'm proud to say it's my 48th anniversary. Yes, my wife allowed me to stay here that long. It wasn't easy, but I begged, and so she said it was okay to hang out. But I will still be here, but it will be with an encore show that we did back from April. You know, elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation is one area that's getting an awful lot of focus. But there are other things that you need to be careful about, which are changes in behavior. Mom usually spends $100 a week on food, and then she hasn't spent any money in the last 2 weeks. That's a telltale sign. Or bills haven't been paid. Late things are showing up. Those are telltale signs. So there's a company called Eversafe, which has a product, this very simple online product, that can monitor behavior and give access to as many people as you want to do. It was a fascinating show. Liz Lowy was here and Howard Tischler. They started the company and are still active. It was brilliant. It was a great show back in April. It will be a great show next week, and I hope that you will tune in. And, of course, in 2 weeks, we'll be doing another great show. In the few minutes I have left with you, Dr. Lamb, I guess, you know, I have so much that I didn't get to that I still want to get to. So we talked about patients of all ages, sports industries. One of the things that has personal interest for me is my family has a history of drop feet. Back in the day, I mean, I remember having multiple family members who have drop feet. I still have cousins who have drop feet. Have treatments for that improved? Can you do something about that for people?
Yeah, so what we do is first identify what caused the drop foot, of course. Sometimes it's nerve-related, where the nerve isn't sending the signals to the appropriate muscles to pull the foot up, and so it does drop, which makes it difficult for walking and also a kind of a walking or trip hazard. So it's definitely something that you'd want to get looked at, and there are surgical treatments from nerve decompression where you release the nerve if it's pinched or pressed on, which can kind of rejuvenate the nerve to send signals to repower that muscle so the foot's not dropped. The other treatments are tendon transfers, where you move tendons that are working to help pull the foot up, which and help the tendons that aren't working. And then that maintains still your ankle movement, so you don't lose motion. And then lastly, if it's the muscles are too far damaged and tendon transfer is not an option, then sometimes fusion of the ankle, but then that makes your ankle pretty stiff.
Yeah. So we talked earlier today about the fact that the Paley Institute is world-renowned, probably as well-known or better known around the world than it is locally. You've developed, as the Paley Institute, ability to deal with patients from anywhere around the world. The reason I bring this up is not that we have that many international listeners. So we do have a few, but not as many as I'd like. But we do have listeners here who have family members around the country who are struggling with problems with their feet, and maybe they've exhausted what they think is all of their opportunities. They can come to you, and there are resources associated with Paley Institute that will help them get here, stay here, be comfortable here, and be well taken care of. Am I right when I say that?
Yeah, it's quite amazing when I look in the waiting room sometimes when you see, a patient or family from different continents, many different continents, interacting, and it's quite a beautiful thing. And it's unique that we have this ability to help patients in this way, and how great the internet is, and disseminating the information, because a lot of patients find us because of things that they see online and find that, hey, I do have this condition, there is a treatment, or I have this problem, that there is a doctor that can help me, and that's where they come find us.
So it would be important, I think, for us to reiterate that no one has to live with the kind of pain that perhaps they are, or discomfort, that they should not take for granted that they have a lifelong condition about which there is nothing that can be done. Is that fair?
Yeah, so there's all sorts of advances in bracing, and that avenue, as well as the surgical techniques that myself and my partners have developed to help out.
Right. So we don't have a lot of time left. Why don't we tell them one more time how they can reach you?
Sure.
And how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Bradley Lamb at St. Mary's Medical Center at the Paley Orthopedic and Spine Institute in West Palm Beach. You can reach me at area code 561-844-5255. Again, it's 561-844-5255.
It's great. Dr. Lamb, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show again. I think the information that you put out there is just incredibly valuable. And I do a lot of medical shows on this show overall. But the kind of thing that you're talking about really does impact and change the quality of life for people. And you're very, I know you had a busy day today.
Yes.
You were in the operating room today. You still made it here on time. So I can't thank you enough for your commitment and for all the work that you do. It's really terrific. And by the way, I'll see you tomorrow at 9.
Sounds good, Scott. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. So if you're a regular listener, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a new listener, we are here every Monday night on Oh My God at 6 o'clock. We're on 95.9 and 106.9 FM here in Palm Beach and on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight we had Dr. Bradley Lamb from the Paley Institute. We talk about a whole host of things. We're going to talk about financial security next week. We're glad if you're a regular listener that you continue to come back. If you're new, we hope that you will as well. What can I tell you that other than we will be on tape next week, as I repeated, was my 48th anniversary. My bride from when she was just a little tiny girl. Back then it was legal. I guess I shouldn't even joke about that. So I'm going to get thrown off the air for God. I really am. I apologize for anybody who doesn't know my perverted sense of humor. Anyway, we're glad that you're with us. We hope that you come back. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We'll see you next week. Have a good week, everybody. Stay safe, stay dry, be well, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night, all.